All right. Well, first of all, I would like to just acknowledge my partner, Karen Zobieski-Vandelander. Karen and I partner at the University of Buffalo, working on various workshops with diverse audiences. Karen's from the School of Public Health at UB, and I work for the University of Buffalo Art Galleries, University of Buffalo. Wanted to just give you a background. What we're going to do is compare and contrast two workshops that Karen and I worked on, and we'll be reflecting a bit. And this is just a little visual eye candy for you. Some of the art projects that we work on. Various scale, just we'll talk more a little bit about how we integrate art making during some of workshops, some that are maybe a good 4 or 5 hours in length versus just 1 hour. We do try to make our art projects very success oriented and easy to complete in a short amount of time, depending on the time that we have. So just a little preview there. I have no disclosures to inform you about. Our titles, what we do. And this is our first workshop that we'll be talking about. Karen and I were very, very interested in bringing the idea to all health professionals that using art making tools as tangible tools for self-care. And how could we present that to the greater audience? Because of my background in nursing, I was very interested and shared with Karen, she was interested as well, in trying to come up with a project for nurses. Primarily because of the literature based on burnout, compassion fatigue, high turnover rates, and so on. And it's my belief that nurses are really on the front lines in the hospitals and the clinics and can actually bring the arts to the bedside, and you'll see a little bit more about that. This particular workshop seminar we presented in June of 2013, held at the UB Anderson Gallery. Our workshop seminar structure, we did initiate and collaborate and plan together. It was the first time I was able to work with the School of Public Health, so it was really exciting for me. What I did bring to the School of Public Health was my experience conducting a pilot project with the School of Medicine and Art and Medicine in 2007, which was a triad of clinical art activity experiences for first-year medical students and also an art for observation exercise that we ran at the gallery for 3 years in a row. So we took that content and rolled it into, it really informed this particular workshop. Our audiences consisted of nurses, nursing faculty, and UB administrators. We did, Karen put together a wonderful pre-seminar survey that she sent out several months ahead of time, actually, and we asked about the knowledge of self-care and self-care practice, each an individual. What is your interpretation? What do you consider self-care? What do you do for self-care? And we introduced the concept of visual arts and wellness. We wanted to know if our survey was, we could gather that sort of information in the survey, whether there was an awareness or not with each person taking the survey. And also, is there an interest in using the arts, actually a curiosity of sorts and the idea of it just in general? Time frame is always important. Willingness to travel to UB Anderson Gallery, which is the satellite of UB South Campus, not too far away, but we just wanted to know. We did have a pre-category seminar, pre-seminar categories for readings in order to acquire continuing nurse education credits. We needed to make sure we were covering 5 contact hours. So Karen put together our information, various articles under various categories that they were able to select and technically homework. Introduction to Arts and Health articles, strengthening visual acuity through observation, self-care, and using the arts in practice and clinical practice for all health professionals. So our procedures and requirements for the acquisition of continuing nurse education credits, we needed to make sure, and this was quite a lengthy process, we needed to make sure we accommodated nurse competencies. So we were doing well with analytical assessment domain, communication, and community dimensions of practice. So then, what we did learn that was very interesting is that we needed two RNs with at least BSNs on the application for continuing nurse education credits, and we were able to acquire that. There's a whole document that we have available for you all that you can take a look at and see for yourself what's required on that document. When we were together, we began with a discussion, and this was at UB Anderson Gallery, with a talk discussing the workshop pre-workshop questionnaire itself. We discussed the readings, our homework, and then we talked about art that we are currently making, we as in the attendees, or wish to learn. And luckily, very serendipitous, we had accomplished Hei-Yung Shin, her artwork that was all about the human body. You will learn more about Hei-Yung's work. We were able to bring our nurse attendees into the gallery and conduct an art for observation exercise with Hei-Yung's work. Then, after our tour, I did demo art-making processes and materials and techniques, and what was really important was to let the attendees know that they weren't necessarily going to finish their project that day. We were going to send them home with art supplies that they would fill out our evaluation. So that worked really well. They had goodie bags, and they did continue on working. It was just great fun. And that is really important to determine a stop point. So towards the end of the session, we gathered our work together and discussed our own art-making experience. And things that we were very interested in was, and what we observed in both workshops, was a heightening of focus, a relaxation response, and I'm imagining a decrease in blood pressure, slowing of heart rate, and so on. And there's lots of research that we've gathered literature for you. That you'll be able to access later. Karen put together a WordPress website, and these are projects that Hei-Yung put together. I'll describe these art-making techniques later on. Our seminar evaluation results were really informative for us, and they described pretty much uniformly across the board that it was a really great environment, which is safe, comfortable environment is quite necessary. They loved interprofessional interaction, tied of art and science, and especially meeting a real artist. More conversation about how art is healing, more time for follow-up activity, and more information on critical thinking skills. There's a lot of research out there that tells us that if we engage in the creative process, our critical thinking skills will be enhanced. And I'm sure I am preaching to the choir here. The second workshop was an abbreviated version of the first. Karen and I presented to a broader audience of arts professionals, arts and health, clinical professors, and administrators, and artists, professional artists. We actually received one CME accreditation so that med students and physicians were able to earn one credit. We were thrilled that the University of Minnesota granted us that ability to give that to physicians, and we're very proud of that. Our audience, vast. We had 300 attendees who were able to decide if they wanted to take our workshop or not. So we filled our session, which was delightful, a broad range of backgrounds. In the professional roles, some specifics on the professional roles, we did have from the University of Ottawa an occupational therapy professor using our materials and techniques and ideas that we shared during our workshop at the conference. And also another professor said while she didn't use the specific art making activity that we did, which is painting on silk, and I'll share that with you later, it really informed her own practice and using the occupational therapy students in particular to use this type of process to teach and to inform their own self-care. Just some images of the conference. We've got high-ranking administrator from the American for the Arts. And I do have a little sample to share with you all later. Lots of samples. And I do have resource lists as well. Karen and I were really challenged with this. We expected a studio art environment, and we got a theater style lecture hall with skinny tables. And luckily, they were so creative and anxious to make art after we gave a theory presentation. They pretty much took over, gathered all of the materials, and I would say that really, what Karen and I learned best upon observation and actual experience, and I can tie this in with both workshops, that they refused to leave and worked through the lunch hour. And it was a really, really engaging, wonderful experience that can be accessed by all. And I just like to say, real quickly, that I do believe the arts belong to all of us, whether we're a patient, whether we're arts professional, and I urge everyone to broaden the idea of what is art. Art can be cooking, gardening, fly fishing, painting, on and on and on. So I do have other information I can share with you later about the art making process itself, as I mentioned, but we do have some nice evaluation statistics, and I can boldly claim that they were all really positive, great environment, and I think this is a nice starting point for us, actually. Large scale, small scale techniques. This is at the gallery silk painting workshop. Guys, we could do this. You could make one in 30 minutes. You'd love it. So you will have all of the art supply information, resource list. You'll have all of the supporting literature available to you. And I just wanted to say, see, we've got the real thing. Yeah. And I will wrap it up here. Just wanted to thank Dr. Donald Rowe in the back. Without him, we would not be here. Again, Karen Sobieski-Vandelander, Paul Wittig, and my director, Dr. Sandra Olson. And this is incorrect. Karen told me not to put it up, but I'm going to read it to you. This is a WordPress website where you can access all of the paper you want. Lots of great research material, the information that we gave to the nurses, art professional information, and how to actually make these projects. And I'm available afterwards to talk with you all. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, let me read this real quick. I know we're being recorded. It's a bit.ly site, bit.ly/self-care-resource-list-2015. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Of course, my pleasure.
And reminding us all that the work we do is really about minds and bodies and spirits, and we need to nourish them all. I next want to introduce our colleague and friend, Dr. Maria Chow, who comes from the Osher Center for Integrative Medicine, UCSF. She's an assistant professor of medicine in the Division of General Internal Medicine in San Francisco General Hospital and on the core research faculty at the Osher Center for Integrative Medicine. Her overarching goal is to investigate how complementary and integrative health approaches can advance health equity and improve quality of life among medically underserved populations. Her current focus is on group-based models of integrative medicine and acupuncture in conventional settings that see diverse populations. Today, she will be talking about mindfulness-based approaches. Maria, Dr. Chow.